Governor Paul LePage says he wants to promote more nutritious foods for all Mainers, including those who receive benefits under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as food stamps or SNAP. LePage says he may propose a ban on using SNAP benefits to purchase junk foods, but critics say that approach may not pass federal muster. Mal Leary has more.
Governor LePage says he will have legislation in the January session aimed at improving the nutritional habits of poor Mainers. It may include a prohibition on the use of SNAP benefits to buy junk food such as soda and candy. Augusta Republican Senator Roger Cates has already filed legislation that's similar to a bill that was defeated 2 years ago. He says it's an issue that hasn't gone away.
If you just go to the grocery store and you ask 100 people if they think we ought to be using taxpayer funds for junk food, I bet you 98 of them will say no. It just seems to make common sense.
Cates says his bill will use the state's definition of taxable food to determine which items should be banned from the SNAP program. Non-taxable items which would be allowed are defined under tax law as grocery staples, such as milk and bread. The federal government, which pays entirely for the SNAP program, does prohibit purchase of alcohol, tobacco, and other non-food products, but has rejected bans on junk food purchases proposed in other states. Chris Hasted is with Maine Equal Justice Partners, a low-income advocacy group. She says encouraging the purchase of more nutritious food is a laudable goal that her group strongly supports. But
the objection we have is to this strategy, which is not going to pass muster at federal USDA.
Hasted says that rather than a ban on junk food, a better approach might be to replicate a pilot program from Massachusetts in which SNAP recipients got a small bonus benefit for buying fresh fruits and vegetables, an approach adopted by Congress earlier this year. She says Maine could craft its own similar incentive.
We could take the real concerns that we share with the administration about people having access to better nutrition and put some positive energy into constructing a plan that we know the feds will approve and that will actually improve the diets and help reduce hunger for Maine people.
But Governor LePage says a junk food ban will be part of his bill aimed at improving the nutritional habits of everyone. While he jokes about going on a diet to show how serious he takes the issue of obesity in Maine, he says it's not a joking matter.
It's critical for the obesity problem. I think we got to instill a sense of urgency in our kids so our kids don't start out obese.
LePage says technology could also help combat the problem. While on the campaign trail, he says he was impressed with a software program one Maine retailer showed him that could compare the cost of junk food purchases to more nutritional alternatives with comparable prices.
He came in and showed me that some receipts were like $13, $14, $15, and the nutritional version of that was 20% less.
LePage has not indicated exactly what will be in his legislation. Maine Equal Justice Partners Chris Hasted hopes the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee can work out a compromise to address any potential conflicts with federal policy. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.